Rubio, Democrats should be happy we have a peace president. By Jeff Poor on August 19, 2025. Monday on FNC's Jesse Waters Primetime, Secretary of State Marco Rubio weighed in on President Donald Trump's meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders earlier in the day. Rubio responded to Trump's Democrat naysayers by saying that they should be pleased with having a peace president. Elok, that's why you've got to give these guys space to work. I mean, they have their own constituencies, okay? Rubio said. They have their own considerations, and you don't want to give away one side's leverage in that regard. But let me just say this about it, I think everyone understands that some of the key elements to bringing this about is Ukraine has to feel safe moving forward. In essence, they have to believe that at the end of this war, they are in a position to never get invaded again. I think what's also true, and I think it's common sense, and I don't know why it's so hard for a lot of people to understand it is, in any negotiation to bring about the end of a war, or any conflict, for that matter, it's going to require both sides to receive, but also to give. He continued, in essence, one side is not going to get 100% here. Each side is going to have to make some concessions, and obviously, land or where you draw those lines, where the war stops is going to be part of that conversation. And it's not easy, and maybe it's not even fair. But it's what it takes in order to bring about an end to a war, and that has been true in every war. The only wars that don't end that way are the ones that have unconditional surrender by one side or the other, and we're not going to see that in this conflict. So obviously, the issue that will be talked about, and the president has been very clear in the end, what those lines look like are up to Putin and up to Zelensky and up to the Ukrainian side to decide what each of them can live with. We are going to be there to facilitate that and make that possible and make sure that both sides are talking, he added. And by the way, President Trump is the only leader in the world, acknowledged by all the Europeans, the only leader in the world that can talk to both of them and bring them both to a meeting is Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States. He's the only one, and the fact that he's willing to do it is something that every American, including Democrats, should be happy that we have a peace president. We should be proud that we have a president that's made peace a priority in his administration. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.